These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, charges have been dropped for the journalist arrested while covering a recent protest. Cursive writing is coming back to Georgia public schools, and we'll take a look behind the scenes at this year's Macon-Bibb County Firefighter Calendar.
75 firefighters have competed for this calendar, and only 36, of course, were selected. Firefighters love a competition, a good competition.
Today is Thursday, June 26th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. A Metro Atlanta prosecutor has dropped charges against a Salvadoran journalist who was arrested while covering a protest on ICE raids earlier this month. Mario Guevara was arrested on charges of unlawful assembly and obstructing law enforcement on June 14th. DeKalb County Solicitor General said yesterday that the evidence, including the arrest video, shows Guevara generally complied with officers and doesn't support prosecution. He remains in ICE custody, facing possible deportation because the Department of Homeland Security says he entered the country illegally in 2004. Lightning is one of the leading causes of weather deaths in the United States. That's according to the National Weather Service. GPB's Chase McGee reports summer is the busiest time of year for lightning in Georgia.
Back in April, a father and son in Columbus were killed by a falling tree when lightning struck it on a golf course. Direct lightning strikes only make up about 5% of all injuries and fatalities. You're more likely to be indirectly injured. Chris Vigasky is a meteorologist and member of the National Lightning Safety Council. Each year, the council holds National Lightning Awareness Week in order to educate the public.
The simple rule of lightning safety is there is no safe place outside during a thunderstorm.
He says education on safety has led to a decline in fatalities as part of their two-decade effort. For GPB News, I'm Chase McGee.
Videos and photos of what appears to be a meteor streaking across the sky are appearing in social media feeds across Georgia this afternoon. Some local officials have confirmed the fireball sighting around noon today. A forecaster at the National Weather Service in Peachtree City says the office has received a heavy volume of calls about the possible meteor. Some of those calls also reported a loud boom or shaking of windows in areas south of Atlanta. The National Weather Service office in Charleston says a lightning detection system indicated a streak in a cloudless sky over the North Carolina-Virginia border. Fireball sightings are being reported in several southeastern states, none of them with injuries. International travelers returning to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport will use a new streamlined system as they pass through customs, GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The Enhanced Passenger Processing System, or EPP, captures photos of travelers going through customs on a tablet and matches them with facial recognition technology instead of requiring them to pull out their passports. Customs and Border Protection Port Director Clay Thomas says wait times are down 22% in the 6 weeks since the program began.
With the capability of eliminating the administrative burden, it allows that officer to really engage with the passenger to determine the true intent of their arrival today and maybe where they have been throughout their travel.
Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is one of seven airports around the country that has implemented EPP. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the Atlanta Airport.
A long-awaited product will once again hit the mailboxes of Macon-Bibb County residents this year. A calendar featuring the county's best-looking firefighters. GPB's Sophie Gratis takes us behind the scenes with this audio postcard from a photo shoot for the calendar, which benefits the local hospital as the Middle Georgia Fire Department prepares for its release.
Off the Interstate 75 exit toward Perry, through a security gate and down a long gravel road, is what looks like a town ravaged by natural disasters. There, photographer Brittany Stevens is setting up at the base of a pile of concrete rubble. Standing above, a shirtless and sweaty fireman.
Get a side shot.
It's been 7 years since she got the call for this job, photographing the Middle Georgia Firefighters calendar.
I do family style sessions and stuff like that, and then I'm, you know, doing a calendar and don't know what I'm doing, but we made it work. It's a lot of hype this time, I feel like, so it's pretty cool.
You good? Y'all get him?
Countywide collaboration was needed to get the calendar back up and running, says Fire Chief Shane Edwards.
So where we are today is we are at the Guardian Center down in Perry, Georgia. We did do a calendar 7 years ago that we were able to utilize Guardian Center at the same time. However, this time they want to make it bigger and better, so we've got some really nice scenes that are coming in now that's going to be a little bit different. So a scene can be anything from a building collapse. It may be cars, for example, like a parking garage collapse. It could be cars trapped under or something like that. So it's all scenes that are set up, man-made, artificial, for our calendar.
The calendars will sell for $20 a piece.
The calendar is really about raising money for children in our community who are under some type of medical care, some medical needs and things like that. And the other side of it is fire service is very... It's a very tight-knit brotherhood and sisterhood. And then, of course, it's water right here, but if y'all want to come in right here. 75 firefighters have competed for this calendar, and only 36, of course, were selected. Firefighters love a competition, a good competition.
What were y'all doing?
Just doing a few exercises, trying to get some blood flow into the muscles and get a pump.
Okay.
So the push-ups, curls, a little bit of shoulders. Make sure your muscles are round.
I'm Roberto Jose Jukes at station number 6, C shift. Like I said, I've been on for 25 years. Still love it. Over the years I've been on, this is my third time.
Third time?
Yeah, we did a couple of years ago when I first come on. I think 2005 and 2008. I said, I do it for a good cause and get in shape. We have to be fit to do this job, right? So this is our time to shine, let people know you have to be in shape to do this job. Because if I got to save you, I got to be able to carry you or pull you or whatever it takes, right? And same what I got. If we go down, they got to be able to carry me.
When the last firefighter calendar came out, social media was in its infancy. Now, posts about the calendar have gone semi-viral. Content specialist for Bibb County, Emily Hopkins, keeps an eye on the comments.
I will say, after they get over their looks, they are proud to be supporting the cause. I don't know exactly how many comments there's been. I mean, we usually maybe get 50 likes on a post, and now we have 12,000, so it's a pretty significant difference.
Those likes have since gone up.
She wants that one.
Oh, you want that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I know what to do. Move to Georgia, light a fire. Wow.
It's fun, we're having a good time, we're making the calendar, and there's a lot of muscles and stuff being built up, but at the end of the day, when that bell hits, I know that my firefighters can perform on the scene of these accident scenes, these structure fire calls, and that's what truly makes a difference at the end of the day.
You just heard from Brittany Stevens, Macon Bibb Fire Chief Shane Edwards, Roberto Jose Jukes, Emily Hopkins, and others behind the production of the Macon Firefighter Calendar. Lenka Anuraj contributed to the story. Georgia's U.S. Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have reintroduced legislation to make Atlanta's West Hunter Street Baptist Church a National Historic Site. It would honor the late civil rights leader Ralph David Abernathy Sr., who served as pastor of the church for nearly three decades. Abernathy was a close friend of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and co-founded the Atlanta-based Southern Christian Leadership Conference. The bill received bipartisan backing in 2023, but it didn't reach the full Senate for a vote. Cursive writing is coming back to Georgia schools. New changes to the standards for English language arts will require students to learn cursive in elementary schools starting this fall. The skill had seemingly fallen out of favor with the increased use of laptops and touchscreen devices. The Department of Education says cursive strengthens fine motor skills, improves literacy, and connects students to historical documents in their original form. In sports, Ronald Acuña Jr. says he'll participate in this year's Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby is scheduled for Monday, July 14th at Truist Park. Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is the following day. The star right fielder for the Braves has been putting up spectacular numbers since returning to the lineup after an injury kept him sidelined for nearly a year. He's hit 9 home runs in 30 games this year and is batting .383. The Braves take on the New York Mets tonight to close out the 4-game series, which they now lead 2-1. Then the Braves return home tomorrow to start a 3-game series against the Phillies. This final note before we wrap up the podcast today, congrats to Kinsley Stevens, a recent Dalton High School graduate who made her Broadway debut Monday at the Jimmy Awards. The Jimmy Awards recognize outstanding high school theater talent. Stevens, along with fellow Dalton High graduate Hayden Poe, represented the Georgia High School Musical Theater Awards. Kinsley Stevens did not win this year's Jimmy Awards, but she advanced to the top four finalists for Best Actress in a national program that included more than 2,300 schools across the country. Among the performances she gave, a rendition of I Can't Say No from Oklahoma.
I'll always say, come on, let's go. Just when I'll say next.
Congrats to Kinsley Stevens and Dalton High School for this incredible accomplishment. And that's it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. More stories are available anytime at gpb.org/news. That's where you'll also find updates to any of the stories you heard on the podcast today. If you wish you heard something on this podcast but didn't, maybe you know of something going on in your community, let us know about it. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. That's also where you can send feedback. Again, georgiatoday@gpb.org. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast because we will be back in your feed tomorrow afternoon. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening.